This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
We've got Ask Your Mother in the studio, or part of Ask Your Mother, Eric Rathsack and Adam Krauser here. Two-fifths.
Of Ask Your
and
Mother.
The baby, and a happy birthday is in order. It's Adam's birthday.
It's Adam's
you.
Birthday.
Thank you. Conrad, do you feel like singing?
No.
Oh, you got that vocal thing. That's right. Yeah. Otherwise, he would.
He's saving it. I got that phlegm, you know. I just I can't do it tonight.
He's
thank
saving
you.
Himself. He's going to sing backups with us later.
That's mm-hmm. your birthday present. Conrad won't sing happy birthday to you, so we appreciate that. But it's great to have you guys here. You did weddings recently, you said. How
yeah,
was that?
Lucrative.
Yeah. So really fun. Yeah.
Fun. No, they were fun. There was we don't do a ton of them. It took maybe 3 a year, if that. But one of them was for like a super fan of ours, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Martskis if they're listening. They got married on New Year's. So that was
they
fun.
Still married? Yeah. Things going okay?
As far as I know. Okay. Yeah.
It's been about
yeah.
2 weeks, so I hope so.
Tim's so funny though. Like he's been following us for years and his mom like was like hammered at one of our shows and was like, if you ever get married, Tim, I'm hiring Ask Your Mother. And like, he legit got engaged. And like, and now within the hour, he was messaging me and from Mexico, like, hey, dude, you gonna play my wedding or what?
She's a woman of her word,
right?
Booze
yeah.
or no booze.
Mom said she's gonna pay for it. So here we go.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
What do you guys wanna play?
So we're going to do one of them that we played at the weddings. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
Got country and rock coming up, so we'll do a country song, then we'll do a rock song.
We don't really do slow songs, but this is one that we did. My wife likes this song, so Amy, if you're listening, which you should be, here.
She better be.
This one's for you.
All right, Ask Your Mother in the studio.
Used to spend my nights out in a ballroom. Liquor was the only love I had known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back. From being too far gone, you're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're a glass of brandy, and honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time. I've looked for love in all the same old places. Found the bottom of the bottles always dry. When you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. There's nothing like your love, to keep me high. You're as smooth. Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. Honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah, that's a great song. Nice job.
I like that one. Thank you.
I don't know that song. Whose song is that?
Chris Stapleton, that's the version we kind of did, but there has been a bunch of versions. That was like, he kind of covered that actually from an old, who did the original? Is it George Jones, maybe?
I don't know.
The Chris Stapleton version is probably the most popular right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think Stretch does a great job on that song. People love it. We don't, like you said, we don't do many slow songs, but we learned a few for a couple wedding engagements and things. And so we've been doing that a little bit more in our regular show too, and people just absolutely dig it. So it's a lot of fun.
Tennessee whiskey, just, it sounds like almost a contradiction. Like, I picture some guys still out back behind the barn, like, it doesn't seem like it would be smooth. Like,
maybe to him it was.
Just the stuff you drink to get somewhere, you know.
Compared to the other stuff he was drinking, he's like, this is good.
That's my best batch yet. Eric Ratzak and Adam Krause, the birthday boy, are here today from Ask Your Mother. They've got some big shows coming up. You've got Freedom. Where can people, if they want to see, you guys just listed the shows, but if they want information where they can just go and buy tickets right away or write it down, where can they find more information?
We are on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. Just Ask Your Mother. You'll find the logo and everything on there. We're also on X, formerly known as Twitter, AYM band on there.
Fantastic.
AskMotherBand.com, too.
Yes,
we also have
website.
That.
Yeah, there
Facebook's
you go. That's where I go.
Yeah.
You guys have a cool website. Just like a lot going on.
Shout out to Kevin Chavo. That's our bass player. He actually designed the whole thing himself. So,
and you got a big show coming up at Tanner's in February with another band.
Grand Union. We're calling it the Grand Mother of All Shows.
That's so great.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good one. All right,
it's
cool.
Fun. They're a good band. They're an awesome band. They're fun to play with. And it's kind of fun to mesh both of them.
Yeah.
It's fun for us because it's something completely different than what we're used to doing for a show.
What do you guys, you know, do you have bands you like to play more than others?
Like, as far as like covers, bands
like
to cover?
Like songs we like to play?
Songs you get excited, or bands you get excited to cover their stuff?
I think it's the bands we get excited to cover their stuff are the songs we don't play, I think, in the band, because we get so used to what we're playing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, recently we've been playing, you know, and this is a song we used to play and we brought back and comes back. We started playing Possum Kingdom by the
Toadies
from the
fun.
90s.
And
it's fun because it's a little more, it's difficult. It's not something we play every week. There's songs that we play every week that are obviously fun and they're obviously a great time, and you can see the crowd reaction. That makes it fun no matter what.
Yeah.
But anytime we get to stretch out and do something a little bit different, I think that's where we can see us lighten up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Do you ever have a desire to play your own stuff, or do you ever work?
Adam actually was in a band that did all that.
I did that for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
I still like to do some more of it if I can. So shout out to the Smack Boys. Shout out to
that
Blaine.
Was the name of his band was Smack.
Oh, I like that too. That's
Blaine,
good too.
Joey.
If all your bandmates are saying that, though, the Smack Boys, that's different than Ask Your Mother. Ask Your Mother's a little more tame. I like that.
Yeah, I actually saw a Smack play live,
you
and
did.
It was good.
You saw the reunion,
it was
too.
Good.
Oh, that's fun.
I was like, I said to the like a bunch of the guys in the band, we went and watched them, and I'm like, I'd go see this band. Like, they're good.
Do you guys have, do you think we can get another song in before the break? Can we do something?
Sure.
Yeah. What's the next one?
You got a Halls there. It's making me nervous. Are we stressing you out?
No.
Is your throat?
Not even that. It's just like I've been battling a little bit of a cold, so I'm trying to clear myself out a little bit.
Okay. All right.
Why don't you look on the bright side of things there, Stretch?
Let me bring up the lyrics so I don't screw them up live on the air.
Sure.
So,
do whatever you need to do.
That's what I do. I don't do this in the show. It's going to be different than what I'm used to.
You just mumble through it like an idiot.
You just lay the phone down there. Nobody could know anyway.
I know. I just got to bring these up here once.
No problem. Well, do you like the Takamine? I like that guitar a lot.
I do.
I wish I had one.
And you know what? They're not, at least this one wasn't too expensive. So if gets banged up a little bit, gets a little character. It's still
that looks awesome. Yeah, I love when a guitar's beat up. Are those more expensive than like an Ovation or
typically not, depending on the model you buy. This one is not. I've had this one for a long, long time. But they're workhorses. You know, you can get a lot done and
I'm ready.
You could go through a lot with them. Yeah. Awesome. I always wanted to have like a Willie Nelson guitar, you know,
destroyed.
Yeah. That one, I love those.
Have you seen that guitar though,
this
Willie Nelson?
Yeah, like Trigger.
Trigger is the name of it. Yeah,
right.
He ran out of a burning building with that guitar. Like ran back into the building to get the guitar and got it out. Like,
was it Fat Joe's?
No,
he was not playing there. No, okay.
He wasn't.
I saw Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard play live.
Jeez,
it was It was a great show. They came at the end and did Poncho and Lefty together. Freaking amazing.
Have you ever covered Uncloudy Day?
No.
I was listening to that like 2 weeks ago. I had it as loud as my car could. I could listen to anything he sings, you know?
That's awesome.
All right, what do you guys get? Oh, we got about, we got about 4 minutes?
We can get that in.
And if you play us to the break, that's fine. We'll go into the break with the music. That's totally fine. Ask Your Mother's here, performing live on Nightlight.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine, but I gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. It was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep and she's calling a cab while she's having a smoke and she's taking a drag and they're going to bed and my stomach is sick and it's all in my head, but she's touching his chest now. He takes off a dress now. Let me go. I just can't look. It's killing me. And taking control. A jealousy. I'm coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine, but I gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss.
It was only a kiss.
I'm falling asleep and she's calling a cab. Molly's having a smoke and she's taking a drag and they're going to bed and my stomach is sick and it's all in my head, but she's touching his chest now. He takes off a dress now. Let me go. Cause I just can't look. It's killing me. And taking control. Jealousy turning saints into the scene. Swimming through sick lullabies, choking on your alibis, but it's just the price of it. Destiny is calling me, open up my eager eyes, cause I'm Mr. Brightside.
One of my favorites.
You like that one?
Ask Your Mother. We'll be right back with more Nightlight. That'll help me close things down on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Oh, Steady Eddie just sent us another text. Oh, this one's Tom Brady related. That's great. All right, we'll get to those too. We'll get to all your texts. Let us know, what is your least favorite band name, folks? That's the question of the night here on Nightlight. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the stream as well or on the app. Text us any way you can, but text us. It's always more fun when you guys participate. Okay, we're going to turn our attention to filmmaking now. You guys might remember a few weeks ago, Craig T. Nelson sang the national anthem at the Packer game. And I heard about that. And I'm like, what the hell? And then I realized it was all part of this promotional campaign for a great new movie that's coming out called Green and Gold, which has a serious Packer connection. And Craig T. Nelson is one of the actors in the film. So that got our wheels spinning here. And we tracked down the director. And he joins us now on Nightlight. Anders Lindwall is on the phone. How are you doing, Anders?
Hey, doing great. Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Excited to chat to you guys.
Our pleasure. Great to have you as well. Where are you calling, or where are we calling you? Because I know you're a native of the UP, but I know you're all over the place. Where are you calling home these days?
Yeah, as filmmakers, you never really know exactly where to call your home. But no, my stuff is in Colorado. But my brother and I, we go to the UP all the time. So we're always flying in and out of Green Bay Airport and then driving up to the UP.
Oh, that's great. Well, I think in our email exchange the other day, I told you my home these days is Marinette, Wisconsin. So I'm like a suburb of the UP. I'm right across the river. And you said
suburb of the UP. Yeah, I like that.
I'm in the burbs. And you said you spent time in Stevenson, which is like 30 minutes away. How much time did you grow up when you were a kid in the UP, or did you live there when you were a little older?
Yeah, no. So both my folks are from the UP. And so my mom actually grew up in Stevenson, Michigan, which is just down the road from you and Marinette there. But my dad was in Iron River. And so our childhood years were mostly in Iron River, but our grandfather was a dairy farmer in Stevenson. And so we had a family farm that was there, and we were going there all the time. It wasn't a functional dairy farm, but we still had the land, and it was still being used for agriculture.
That's so great.
So we were very familiar, and Marinette was always like where that was like a big shopping center for us, you know. That was exciting.
I've lived in two of the biggest cities in America most of my adult life, and I crack up because Marinette is a great place to live right now, and it's very easy to live there. But I love when I hear people from the farm community say, well, we go there to do all our shopping. You know, and it's like, well, we are the mecca of shopping and fine restaurants. So
exactly.
Well, let's get back to the UP, but right now let's talk about your film. And first and foremost, how did you think Craig T. Nelson did singing the national anthem?
I think he did great. I mean, he's 80 years old. I don't know if folks know that.
Yeah.
And I don't know many 80-year-old folks who are just out there in about whatever it was, 15 degrees, and able just to sing in front of 75,000 people on a spot. So he did so good, and it was fun. I could tell after, because I was down on the field with him there, and he's like, man, I'm coming down. That was an adrenaline rush, even for a guy like me. And so, so he had a great time with it and loved, you know, he obviously over the years of doing this film has grown quite an affection for Wisconsin and the Packers community. So this was a real special way to kind of put the cherry on top.
Outstanding. All right. So tell us about Green and Gold. We played the trailer before. Tell us about the story and tell us how you found this project, Anders.
Yeah. So, you know, it's always been a dream of mine to make movies, but there's no clear path to doing that. You know, it's not like you get an internship and then you work your way up, or you go to college and then you get the job. Like there's no, you know, there's really no path to it. You just have to kind of be in the right place at the right time, find the right network, land in the pocket of grace that you know. And so for us, we had always had a passion for telling stories up north there about the UP and about our home. And so, you know, we do commercials as like our day job. That's how we make a living. And so it was actually one of our commercial clients he owned a NASCAR team, and they ended up winning the cup that year, and he was stoked, and he's like, you know, what else are you guys doing? And we were like, well, you know, we've got this film called, at that time it was called God Loves the Green Bay Packers, but it was a story, you know, from growing up around dairy farmers in the farming community. We were familiar with the plight and the loss of small farms in America, and just that, just the real earnest hard work that farming is. And we also knew the loyalty of Packer fans, and we're surprised that there hadn't been like a major motion picture that really featured the Packers community. And so we told this to him, and he was like, you guys, this is a great idea. Let's do it. And so he was basically our first investor. And then, and we kind of started scaling up from there. And, you know, it started as this little small project that it was just me and my brother. And then it, you know, once we hit Craig T. Nelson, then it all of a sudden it was like, kaboom, this is a real movie here. So
was he your first choice? Like, was he one of the first people you went to, or did you wait until you had the funds before you approached him, or was he kind of the guy you wanted right away?
Yeah. You know, it's chicken or the egg when you're putting these projects together. It's like, right, how much money do you have? How much do you need? And so, but yeah, we, you know, our casting directors, we reached out to them. They took our project because they were slow and in between. And they were like, hey, these are young guys. Let's give them a shot. We'll help them out. And so when we told our casting directors we wanted Craig T. Nelson, they kind of laughed. And they were like, okay, guys, who else do you want? And we said, no, we really want him. We feel like he kind of spans the generational length that we want the character to be, you know, and because young kids know him as young Sheldon. And, you know, for me, I knew him right as Coach.
Yeah.
And there's like, you know, yeah, but Gen Zers will know him as Parenthood, you know, and so there, he really has spanned the years. And so it's fun to see a guy like him celebrated on so many different levels. But yeah, once he came on, you know, he didn't do it because we were paying him a lot of money or anything. I mean, we are a tiny indie budget movie. Yeah. But he read the script and he ended up calling us the next day, actually, after. And our casting directors, they were like, you guys, we cannot believe this, but he wants to talk to you. So, yeah, so we had a great chat with him. And I think he, you know, at this age in his career, he doesn't need to do anything for money. He doesn't need to do anything for his own ego. It's right, just projects that he believes in, responds to, and then also to do it along people that he believes in. And so our first call was basically him just trying to evaluate what sort of heart we had and why we wanted to do this. And then he jumped on board.
So. Yeah. What a thrill. That's so great. And that's probably when you know, hey, we're making a movie. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, exactly.
Anders Lindwall is my guest. He's the director of Green and Gold. We'll talk more with Anders after the news. We got a lot to discuss. He shot the film in Door County. I want to ask you about that, Anders. And, a lot of questions. Great to have you here, buddy. We'll be right back with more Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
So, Bill from Green Bay says, hey, Pete and Conrad, that Night Stalker series is incredible. I don't care who you are. Once you watch that, you always make sure your doors and windows are locked. It didn't matter to that kook if you were male or female, black or white, young or old. No one was off limits. Quite the compelling series. Yeah, I agree, Bill. Thank you for the text. I watched it. My daughter went through this true crime phase, and she was only three. So I'm kidding. But I got into it. I got into true crime with her, and I really did enjoy it. The Night Stalker. It's horrifying, but a really well-done series. Okay, on the phone right now is the director of the film Green and Gold. It opens wide January 31st. And it was shot right here in Wisconsin, and we have director Anders Lindwall on Nightlight right now. Anders, it's so great to have you here. What can you tell us about filming in Door County and what that was like?
Yeah. You know, it was awesome. It was, you know, we knew we would get Midwest hospitality shooting films here, but we didn't know how much. And so, cause we were looking, you know, you're kind of looking for a spot that is art friendly, you know, like where people understand what you're trying to do. And so, but also we needed to be close to Green Bay for a scene we wanted to do around Lambeau, and then, you know, obviously be near an airport. And so, and Door County obviously just has this natural beauty to it that was really exciting to us as filmmakers. So, but it was great. You know, it was tough to find housing because everybody's up there in the fall. We didn't realize that, but a lot of hotels just really helped us out, like cleaning out closets basically for our crew to sleep in and that kind of thing. So, but it was awesome. They shut down streets for us. Like the business owners of Sturgeon Bay, you know, agreed to let us close down a street to rip a tractor down the middle of, you know, Main Street. And, it was just, you know, it was just such warm hospitality the whole time. The farmers all opened their doors. They all, you know, initially, you know, farmers can be really skeptical of film crew.
Right.
But you know, once they got a chance to meet us and know what we were trying to do, they were just awesome. And so, yeah, I couldn't have asked for a better spot to film. In fact, it was so important to us to film there. One of the cool kind of stories was a studio actually wanted to buy the film. They caught wind of it 2 weeks before we were about to film.
Oh, wow.
And they wanted to buy the film and say, hey, let's wait a year and let's shoot down in Alabama for tax purposes. And that's not like a knock on them at all. That's just like smart business.
Sure.
From like a film perspective. But that, you know, it was like, here we had all these farmers ready to go. We had like the community of Door County was rallying, and we were like, man, we politely had to call them and turn it down. And it ended up, it probably at this point, it was the best offer that the film would have got. And, but from an integrity standpoint, we wanted this to be, you know, it's for goodness sakes, it was a film at that point called God Love the Green Bay Packers. It's like, we gotta shoot it up. So, but we're proud of the decision we made, and we know that, you know, all that stuff works out in the end. And so, but yeah, we'd love to shoot more movies in Door County and Northern Wisconsin in general. So.
It's so funny because, you know, I know they're trying to get, there's a group of people trying to get incentives passed here in Wisconsin, and they are important, you know, to get your film made. But I kind of went down this road myself, and I realized at the end of the day, like you just said, hotels opened their doors, farmers helped you out, they shut down streets. All of that stuff combined might offset incentives. I mean, when you have a community totally willing to get on board, you almost can't put a price on that.
Totally. Yeah, no, I think that was honestly one of our thought processes. And we actually pushed back on the deal when they presented. We said, listen, I know you guys think that you're going to save money, but we actually think it's just, you have people who are, they understand the spirit of what you're trying to do up here. You know, Alabama, it's like, they don't know what, you know, it's just a different community of people than for what we're dealing with here. So, So I think there is something to it. I don't know enough. Like, this is our first crack at this. I know there's a lot of debate about the effectiveness of film incentives and whether or not they're good or not. But yeah, for us, it didn't matter. It was like the heart and soul of the project was there, and that's where we wanted to film it. So
that's great. If the Alabama people had gotten involved, it would have been called God Loves to Roll Tide or so. They would have changed it somehow.
Yeah. Like
just think about it, guys. That's all we're saying, you know.
Totally.
How can you, where specifically, if I can ask this, did you shoot in Door County? We go there a lot. I love Door County. I live right across the bay, but were there specific locations there that you liked? Were you trying to stay closer to Sturgeon Bay, or did you go up kind of in the deeper areas of Door County?
Yeah, we blanketed it pretty well. Like we were there, our families were there for probably 4 to 6 months. Mostly we were based in Sturgeon Bay. That was like the production headquarters, but we shot, there was a farm near Bailey's Harbor, a farm near Egg Harbor. We combined kind of three farms basically to make it into the appearance of one farm, just for, you know, camera tricks and different angles and that kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, we drove all over some of the aerials. I forget what that like windy road is that's up at the top of Door County. But there's a really awesome aerial we got of this old, you know, a 1985 pickup that's ripping through that road. That nice. Was awesome. And so, yeah, but I feel like our whole crew wanted to buy, you know, a lot of them were from out of state, had come up, not a lot of them, probably 50% or so. And they loved it up there and wanted to buy property up there. And they're like, this is amazing. You know? And so,
it's a very special place and very beautiful. Totally. No question. Cinematic as well. We were talking about Craig T. Nelson, Anders, and once you got Craig T. Nelson, it seems like, and you put a really good cast together. Did I read this right? Emmett Walsh, was this his last film project? Yeah.
Yeah. This will be his last film project. He did film one more movie after ours, but that one already released. So this will be his final released film, which is really special.
Then you got Brandon Sklenar, who is one of the stars of 1923. Very popular actor right now. Was this a case? I like to tell the story. The Farrelly brothers, when they were making Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura came out, and all of a sudden they have like the biggest movie star in the world in their movie.
I didn't know that. It's exactly that.
Like, really? That's so great.
Yeah, we picked the right racehorse on that one. But it was, I mean, Brandon was noticeably, I mean, when they submitted his audition to us, he was so good.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this guy's really good. And, you know, he came up and was a total pro. I mean, he takes his craft very seriously. And so, when we were up there filming, you know, at lunch, I was just chatting. I was like, what are you doing next? He's like, well, I got, you know, a callback for the 1923. I was like, wow, that's very cool, nice. Man. And while we were still filming, he like texted me and was like, dude, I got it.
Wow.
And then, you know, he went right from that to the film It Ends With Us.
Oh, yeah.
Which came out. He's the good guy in that, just to clarify. That was a huge movie this summer. And so, he's just rocking and rolling. Actually, he's currently on another film out east. I was trying to get him at Lambeau when Craig was there. But he was just in the process of filming, and you just can't pull him away from that. So,
sure.
He's a great guy. He's been such a support of the film, and I always joke with him. I'm like, dude, I believed in you when nobody else did. Just remember that.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
Always remind him that you discovered him. They love to hear that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you hit a home run with the cast. You got this great. You got the Packers, a worldwide brand. So recognizable. You shot in beautiful Door County. Where did the actual idea come from? Was this from one of your investors, or was this a story that you and your brother found? And then let's talk about your brother's involvement. That must have been fun to work with your brother.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so the story really came, we wanted to shoot something, because this is our first time ever doing something like this, so we wanted to do something at a scale that we could do it justice. And so it wanted to be a really simple story. So for us, we grew up around, you know, obviously our grandfather was a dairy farmer, but then also the spirit of community benevolence is something that was really strong. Like our folks were always, you know, helping out different people around town, or, you know, if somebody had cancer, the whole town would throw the spaghetti feed together and try to, it was culturally something that we thought was so beautiful and so necessary. You know, it felt like at this time in the world, everybody feels like they're more polarized, and, you know, things can feel heavy, and, you know, all the kids on social media are, it's just like, there's just all this buzz going on. And it felt like, man, if we can make something that's just like simple, true, and beautiful, like how could the people not want to watch that right now, you know? Right. And it's hard to write a happy song, you know, like, but we had like an artistic integrity we wanted to do with it. That was something else that was really critical to us, is we didn't want, you know, we always, especially with that area, we just have such a fondness for it. It was like, man, I don't want it to look like Fargo or feel like these hokey dokey people. Like I want it to tell the true story of the people that are up there and how they love and take care of one another. So
what you just said is interesting, because it reminds me of something I read on your website, which in the about section about you, it says his hope for his work is to temporarily draw people out of the universal ache of human suffering and inspire them with childlike goodness and beauty. Without having seen the film yet, that sounds like what you just described.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that's because I think, you know, the truth of it is, I think in cinema, as we've gone more towards trying to tell, we want it to feel real. We want it to feel authentic. The nature of that has like turned darker and darker to me, yeah. Where they're like, you know, because it is like, I'm not going to pretend like life isn't hard and really, really tough at times. But, you know, if you forget the fact that life also is really, really beautiful and has really beautiful and amazing pockets to it. So it felt like that was an important thing just to remind people of and what we ultimately want to keep doing with stories too.
That's great. You have to find the beauty in the ache of human suffering. Very well said. My guest is Anders Lindwall. His film Green and Gold opens January 31st. Very excited to see the film. What was it like working with your brother, Anders?
Yeah, he's the best, man. So he's 6 years younger than me. And so, but he's a cool cucumber. So he's the producer on the film, one of the producers, alongside another guy named Aaron Boyd, who's more experienced than both of us. But Davin really was leading a lot of the boots on the ground. He was the first one to move his family up to Door County and would just drive around and meet with farmers and just start trying to like figure out where we're going to do this. Him and me have been both in the driver's chair together, just kind of, just working hand in hand. And it's really special. I mean, we weren't super close as kids. Like he was always my little brother.
Yeah.
But once, you know, as we got older, I think we just have very different but complementary skills. And so we work really well together. There's almost never any friction, which I'm thankful for.
So. That's so great. How is it going from commercials, which I know it probably a much more steady work. You seem very established. Was it scary going to do your first feature film, or was there more kind of an adventurous spirit? And what gets you more excited moving forward?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I mean, commercials pay so much better than movies, unless you're working at like an elite level and you're churning them out in Hollywood. You know, it's mostly a volunteer gig, to be honest with you, I guess, you know, there was a lot of inherent risk to it where, you know, at a certain point we started turning down jobs. I remember it was like 3 weeks before, 4 weeks before production, I had to take one. I got a job in Dubai of all things. Oh. And, so I told Dave and I was like, I was up in Wisconsin. I was like, dude, I got to fly and take this. And that can like tide us over for another couple months, you know, to get through production. So that's been the biggest challenge is we're like, you know, because you're not really getting fed off of the movie budget, you're just like trying to make sure the camera is rolling.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, the commercials really have like paid our bills. So I think the hardest part is like, you know, we don't get a chance to really break at this point. So like as soon as the movie was done, it was like we were back on commercial gigs and, you know, in between the edits, we were editing and then we were running to, you know, whatever brand to shoot different kinds of projects. So
that's great.
I think the beauty of the balance, if we can figure it out, is, you know, I think what's helped our product is because we are because we work in commercials, we are thinking about the audiences constantly. And so I think with this film, we were always very audience minded.
Hey, Anders, can we pick up right there? We got to do a really quick thing here and then we'll do a couple more minutes. This is great. Anders Lindwall is here, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We are back. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night. We are talking to director of Green and Gold. Got a couple more minutes here with Anders Lindwall. Anders, we really appreciate your time tonight. I know how scarce it can be because you got this movie coming up. I'm sure you're doing all kinds of press. So your time is very much appreciated. And I'm sorry to have had to cut you off. We have very hard breaks here where the computer just kind of takes over. So but please continue. You were talking about, you know, you were telling this great story.
Yeah, just about, you know, like the blend. I think because we work commercially, you know, and we've done ads for National Geographic or you know, Nike or Levi's. Like, I think we think about audiences in a way that a lot of filmmakers don't. And so, yeah, I think the goal is that hopefully we can make something that appeals to audiences, but also, you know, has like the real, doesn't forget the real story and deep, deep, rich and meaningful things of life.
So. That's a great answer. So who are your influences as a filmmaker? Like when you set out to make this film, or who did you grow up watching, I guess?
Yeah, you know, I grew up watching a lot of Westerns, and I wasn't, one of the funny things about this is I'm not a real movie history geek, but I think for a while I was mentored by the director M. Night Shyamalan. So I spent some time in Philadelphia, and he came alongside and hired me actually to shoot some kind of like documentary work on stuff he was doing. And so I got a chance to really watch him work in a fun way. And, you know, his movies are obviously very polarizing. I think there's a lot of things I would take and leave from his approach, but he was always really gracious and encouraging of me to do this. And so he had a big impact on me. And then there's another guy named Terrence Malick. Are you familiar with his work?
Sure. Yeah. Thin Red Line. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think for a lot of filmmakers my age, kind of like the younger, I'm like 40 years old, but we're considered like the younger filmmaker. Cause it takes so long to figure out how to do this. But, you know, he's a big inspiration of talking about matters of faith and spirituality and has like, just like how his approach with, how he works with actors has always been really inspiring to me too. So he's another one that I kind of look to.
That's interesting because I find his stuff very cinematic and beautiful, and you went the actor route with him, which obviously he's great at, but his stuff just picture wise is so great. He's a phenomenal film. Those are two amazing influences. Before we let you go, I ask everybody I have on the show, what are you watching? Can you recommend something that is binge-worthy or something in the theaters that you may have seen?
Oh, man. You know, we've been honestly working on this so long and so hard that I barely get a chance to watch anything myself. Like, anytime I can step away from a screen, I kind of choose to do it because we're just baked to it. But the last thing I watched that was interesting was I watched Triangle of Sadness. Have you seen that?
No, I have not.
Yeah, that's that would be worth checking out. There was, you know, it's definitely kind of lends itself to sort of this, has some like darker feelings about it, but it was really thought provoking for me.
Thank you so much for your time tonight, Anders, and congrats on the movie. We'll be watching. It was so great to meet you and so great to hear about your approach and all things green and gold. This is fantastic. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Really appreciate
Anytime.
It.
Anytime. All right. Break a leg. Thank you.
Pete.
That is Anders Lindwall. That was fun. Look for Green and Gold. It opens January 31st nationwide. And we'll be pulling for him. That's a great, it's a scary time, but so exciting. And boy, he sounds like a sharp guy. That was really fun. I'd also like to thank Jody Hinman, another UP. I live in the burbs of the UP, Conrad. That's what we've established tonight. I'm out there. I'm out there in the suburbs of Burnett. We got some texts we got to get to here. Steady Eddie says, Pete, I don't go out of my way to criticize Tom Brady, and I don't blame Tom Brady for taking the money. $37.5 million a year for 10 years. Maybe he needs the money. Eddie says, I blame Fox Sports. Do they think more people are going to tune in because Tom Brady is doing commentary? Turns out he's not that good at it. There must be many other more deserving candidates for the job. I mute Brady's football broadcasts, and I'm not crazy about his partner in the booth either. What really underinflates my footballs, Pete, is that I have informed Fox Sports that I am willing to do the job for half of the $37.5 million a year. I have not heard back from them yet, in all caps. Hang in there, Steady Eddie. He says, great name for a sports announcer. Steady Eddie, yes. Don't you think? Or maybe I should go with Steadfast Edward. I don't know. What do you think about that, K-Man?
You know.
Steady Eddie. Because football is all about betting, and that sounds like a bookie name, you know?
I would go Steady Eddie. It kind of does, yeah. Yeah.
Steady Eddie's the guy who will break your legs if you don't pay.
Is it more scary, is Steadfast Edward or Steady Eddie?
Steadfast Edward is a cool customer who wears a derby and a suit and never makes a bad move. Like Anders just talked about his brother. Steadfast Edward is cool as a cucumber, but Steady Eddie's more of a badass. Aunt Carla checks in. She says, Spandau Ballet is a weird band name and can't wait to see Green and Gold on January 31st. Reminds me of the movie in the 80s, Country, with Jessica Lange and Sam Shepard. Yeah, that's a great, I've never seen that film. Aunt Carla, and I love both of those actors. Sam Shepard is a guy born and raised in Minnesota. I think Sam Shepard and Jessica Lange lived in northwest Wisconsin for a while on a lake called Lake Nebagamon. My buddy Dave Hendrick is from up that way, and they have kind of a cool story. Sam Shepard no longer with us, but I'll have to see Country. That was great. Thank you for all your texts and being part of Nightlight. Thank you to Anders Lindwall, and thanks for being with me, everybody. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, good night, Wisconsin.
Take it to your best friend's house. Marmalade, we're making out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, take it to your best friend's house. I loved you then and I love you now.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.